We're running a Windows XP laptop. We have the latest version of R installed, 3.0.2, and we have a free screen reader called NVDA turned on and ready to tell us everything. It's going a lot slower than I would have my own computer, but that's a little bit immaterial. I can get used to it. When we use the GUI...
R terminal 7 of R, recycled in 3 of 7.
Let's keep going.
RI308, R GUI 32-bit, R console.
We're now in the R GUI. You can tell that when I type something...
1 plus 1.
That R is telling me what I have typed. Well, and the screen reader is not R. And... it's not telling me what the answer was. That's fine, I expected it. Let's go to what the terminal does. The interesting thing about the R GUI is that...
Question dialog, save workspace image.
When I want
yes, button,
to
alt, y.
Quit, it does ask me if I want to save it.
Dialog.
We'll go back to the desktop.
Desktop list, R terminal 7 of 7.
And we'll open up the R terminal version, which
R terminal terminal
reads a lot
R
more to
us. V E R S I O N R version 3.0.2 2013 09.
And all the other stuff off the standard welcome screen would have been read out if we had let it run. When I type
one.
Now, it still reads
plus one
quite happily what I've entered, and when I hit the enter key now.
Left bracket 1 2.
Yes, it's given us exactly in speech what we can see on screen. And now, of course, I can type in anything I like.
N left param 1:100 right param left bracket 1 1500.5.
And I've asked for the mean of a list of integers, which is pretty boring, but it works. And so in the terminal window for R, running under XP, I do get all the feedback that I might want when I use R in the terminal window. That's not going to be the way it is when we move to a Vista machine or to Windows 7, and I'll get my own Windows 7 laptop out and run the same experiment now.